I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Bloomington Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Adam Bodoni, performs on Sunday evening, and that's May 3rd, 6 p.m., Buskirk Chumley Theater. On the program, Sibelius's Violin Concerto with soloist Zoe Hightower, and Holst's The Planets, with the women of the Bloomington Chamber Singers joining them for one of the pieces. Our guests are Adam Bodoni and a consultant of sorts for the concert, and that's Gabriel Lubell, who's employed by the Jacobs School and also the astronomy department. Adam, tell us a little bit about how you met Gabriel and how he fits into this upcoming concert.
The BSO's executive director, Donna Lafferty, I have to give her credit. She and I were sitting in the office one day. She was mentioning, you know, how some of these symphony orchestras do multimedia presentations with the planets, and we happened to have just read this terrible review of the Dallas Symphony because the reviewer couldn't stand that the multimedia presentation was scientific-based and gave no allusion to the fact that Holst didn't mean it scientifically. So we said, well, how about we do that, but do it more correctly? And Donna made a great contact in the astronomy department, and she sent us Gabriel.
Gabriel, in addition to working for the astronomy department, is also described, by the way, as a composer of musical esoterica. What did you tell Adam when he came to you about this?
Well, the first thing that I told him was that I would be happy to participate in some way. The second thing I told him was that I'm a scientist and would probably have a hard time not being a scientist. But since I'm also a musician, I'm sensitive to the fact that Holst's motivations for this piece were maybe a little bit beyond the science. And in fact, that's not something that we should just shy away from talking about or really kind of embracing. The history of astronomical research is intimately tied up with the history of astrology and mythology and the history of music. So it's kind of a perfect opportunity for thinking about all of these interconnections and interrelated ideas.
I remember being fascinated when I looked at the list of the planets that Holst hadn't included Pluto. And at that time, I thought he was an astronomy person. I didn't know that really astrology was what was pushing him. But I've been apprised of that fact.
Yeah, Pluto wasn't, when Holst was starting work on the piece, Pluto had yet to be discovered. It wasn't until around 1930 that Pluto was found. So one wonders what he would have come up with if he had known about it or thought about it.
No kidding. Adam, as you've been working with the pieces and working also with some of the insights from Gabriel, has there been any planetary thoughts that have come to you with the individual movements?
Well, you know, as a kid, I would often just look up into the sky, and I think many of us do even now. And when you make eye connection with either a bright star or a planet, you feel lost, you know, in space or transported to that realm. And I think what Gabe and his colleague Dick are going to do is they're going to give us a tableau for not only the musicians but also the audience to be hearing the music and seeing stills and hearing facts about the planets, and they're going to be transported just like they were out on their driveway looking at Mars itself.
We've been talking with Adam Bodoni and Gabriel Lubell about the upcoming concert by the Bloomington Chamber Singers, Sibelius's Violin Concerto with violinist Zoe Hightower, Holst's The Planets with the women of the Bloomington Chamber Singers, commentary, photos, insights from Gabriel Lubell and
astronomy professor Richard Durison.
Sunday, May 3rd at 6 p.m. in the Buskirk Chumley Theater. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.